everybody. Welcome to the Mary Griffith Show for this Friday morning. Scott Hardy in for Mary. And, of course, sponsored by Hilbing Auto Body. If it happens to you, take it to Hilbing. What happens, well, that's up to you. No! If you are in a wreck, take it to Hilbing. We're at 918. And alongside from the Quincy Public Library is Katie Krushauer, and I've got a list of everything. And just a reminder that the Quincy Public Library, it is not for kids. I mean, it is for kids, but, I mean, it's for everybody.
It truly is. It truly is. Quincy Public Library is one of those resources. You know, so often I think people do think, oh, you need to take kids to the library so that they learn to, you know, love to read and pick out books. But we realize at Quincy Public Library that there are so many other groups of people here in town, in the surrounding community, that can use the services that we have. And so it's not just for the kids. It's adults. It's teens. It's seniors. It's, you know, if you are part of a group, you know, come and find out what it is that we can help you do.
Yeah, really. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, I mean, the fact that a city the size of Quincy, or really any city, one of the things that anybody should really look for if they're going to move to a community is whether or not you have a library and the quality of that library. It really tells you a lot about the city that you're living in.
It truly does. And it's one of those things that we have had transplants from, you know, much larger cities and much smaller towns come to the library and just be in awe of not only the spaces that we have available, those large meeting rooms, the study rooms, just the space for people to spread out and sit, the computer availability, but also the level of programming that we do, the quality of programming that is done, and just the camaraderie and relationship building that really happens among staff and patrons. It's great to see that. And we love being able to be open right now so that our patrons can come in. I usually forget, but library hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, you know, and then we're available always through our website, quincylibrary.org. That has our online calendar on it. It has the links to all of our research databases. You know, we already have great, strong relationships with so many other organizations. The Great River Genealogical Society actually works out of the library. They work with our Illinois room. The volunteers are there so much. Helping people on individual levels or just being available on Tuesday mornings when people can come in and ask them questions. So, you know, if you have a question about family research or just Quincy and regional history, that's a great time to come in because they have that length of knowledge from, you know, the last 20, 30, 40 years that will give them the opportunity to help you answer those questions.
Right, and you don't have to look up the microfiches in a little dark room and looking all around it. I mean, the library is very well lit, but that's nice that you have the resources there because I know a lot of folks at one point or another in their lives, they turn to genealogy in just a way to know where they came from.
Absolutely. And there's so much that is available now. The library is very lucky to be able to offer some of those databases. We do have Ancestry.com, which is the library edition. It is only available from the library computers, but, you know, we have all of those open hours where you can come in, get on a computer, and start your search. But we also have Heritage Quest, which is similar. It has some of the censuses and other records. That is accessible from anywhere that you have an internet access, as long as you've got your library card barcode to sign in with. We also have Fold 3, which is a little bit of a niche database. It is specifically for military records. And the ProQuest company kind of has it opened up. So if you know military records, military history, you have pictures of someone in your family who served, they will take that information and add it to their database. They're really kind of crowdsourcing more and more of that information because some of those records do get lost or they get, you know, they get damaged or something. So, you know, Fold 3 is just a great way to help not only build the database for the future, but to find out maybe information you didn't know. Again, that's accessible from anywhere as long as you have a Quincy Public Library card number.
Already I've learned something that I didn't know about the library, and I thought I knew a bit, but apparently I didn't. So that's neat. That is very, very neat.
Yes.
Like we were talking before, the months of May and June, a lot of times educators kind of wind up, but really you guys are really cranking things up with activities and things that are going on including a little sale that you've got starting here next week.
Yes, we are so excited. Again, one of these wonderful partnerships that we have is the Friends of the Library and their bookstore, Secondhand Prose. Friends of the Library, I think, has been in existence for over 20 years. They are so generous with, from 20 years ago when I first heard about them, starting to do those, semi-annual book sales. And for the last year and a half, we have not been able to do that. So they are having a massive book sale. It is going to be at the Quincy Town Center, formerly, of course, Quincy Mall. They are going to be in the space that was Dress Barn. All of the materials that they have are going to be spread out on tops of tables, so there's going to be lots of room for everybody to spread out. Masks will be required because, of course, we are still under a mandate. But 50 cents an inch for the majority of materials and, some specialty pricing if it's coffee table books or sets or audiovisual materials, things like that. But we are so excited. They are so excited. It's going to be the 13th through the 15th and the 20th through the 22nd from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. So go.
Yeah.
Go and get your book on because it is just – it's really exciting to be able to offer this for them, get a clear space for all of the donations that have been coming in over COVID while everyone was cleaning. But just a great opportunity to really get out there and support the Friends of the Library. The majority of the money that they make, if it's not going for, sales tax or whatever, it does come back to support the library's services and materials. They do an amazing job, and it is all volunteer. There is no one in that group who is a paid employee. It is all volunteer work, and they do a pile of work for these book sales.
Right, exactly. And just to kind of clear things up here, yes, the library is funded in part through the city of Quincy and some of the taxes that you pay, especially on your property tax. But that doesn't mean that the library doesn't need more money because you do a lot of things. And it just the more money you get, the better services that you can offer.
Absolutely. And it's for special things. When we've done the Big Read grant programs in the past, the Friends have supplemented purchasing books. They supplement with, specialty items for, things that we don't necessarily feel are appropriate for the tax money to go for. So it's always great to see how we can use that money, whether it's for windows or podiums or, audiovisual equipment, whatever it happens to be, to really thank those Friends for all of the work that they do.
Exactly. So that is going on again, the Friends of the Library book sale, May 13th, 14th, and 15th, and then the following weekend, the 20th through the 22nd, in the Dress Barn building there at the Quincy Town Center, so parking won't be a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's all, easy access in and out, so it'll be really great for that.
Yeah.
Kind of following along with that, with the idea of easy access, the library, of course, is very accessible to our patrons. That front door is ground level. There is nothing in the public areas that is not just on a flat, which we're so pleased about. But we also do offer these delivery services to our homebound patrons and to people who are in some sort of a facility. This is a great service, and we really are looking to increase the numbers of people that we are serving through this process. If people are even temporarily housebound for, a surgery or they're having their hip replaced or whatever it happens to be,
right.
If you would like to receive library services, and this is within the library service area, we can't deliver out into the county or anything, but you can contact the library and let us know. We will have one of our staff members speak to you about the types of things you would like to get. It can be movies, magazines, physical books. We can help you learn how to use ebooks and e-audiobooks or the streaming movie services that we have. All of those things. And this is available to you at no charge. So whether it is a long-term or a short-term physical inability to come to the library, we still want to be able to provide the services to you.
Okay. The question that I've got is, how do I get it back to you guys?
So this is actually a delivery service. So we set up a schedule of delivery and pickup. And so every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we will bring you a new bag of materials, pick up the old materials, and bring them back to us. The library's circulation length of time is 3 weeks. So that makes it really nice. You get a bag full of whatever materials you want, and in 3 weeks we come back and pick it up and trade those out for new things. It's a fantastic process, and we're so honored to be able to offer that, not just for individuals at home, but also in those facilities.
Right. And as you mentioned, you know, and a nice tie-in as well, because the month of May is Older Americans Month.
Yes.
And getting access to that kind of information, materials, I'm sure it's got to help in terms of just, you know, keeping your mind sharp and, you know, being active and keeping mentally fit. I'm sure it helps.
Well, and we know for some people, you know, we may be one of the only people that they see throughout the course of their day. And
right.
So it's great for us to be able to build that relationship with them, help keep them on a routine and a schedule, and also for those caregivers that are out there that are doing so much every single day for the people that they are taking care of. You know, we really want to bring awareness to that as well. So we have a great display that's up having, you know, information about Alzheimer's or whatever type of chronic situation you might be involved with as a caregiver, making sure you're also taking time to recognize your needs and taking care of yourself, because if something happens to you, you know, that domino effect happens. So we really want to encourage our caregivers to take that time. We have a great program coming up later this month on the 17th with the Alzheimer's Association. This is a Zoom presentation that will be done about dementia and Alzheimer's, having those conversations and making sure that, you know, you are ready when the time comes, if there's someone in your life that maybe needs to have that conversation, or if you are concerned yourself about dementia and Alzheimer's, those progressive diseases that may prevent you from living your best life.
Exactly. We'll touch on that along with programs that you have for teens, kids, tweens, and so much more coming up for you here on the second half of the Mary Griffith Show. 9:29, I'm Scott Hardy, in for Mary. We'll be back with more on the Mary Griffith Show on WTAD. Welcome back to the Mary Griffith Show, 9:34 on this beautiful Friday morning. I'm Scott Hardy, in for Mary. Coming up for you here in the next 15 to 20 minutes or so, we'll get a look at four women with ties to Quincy who became famous in the music industry. We'll be talking it over with Les Fonza. That'll be coming up for you here in just a few minutes. But our guest right now from the Quincy Public Library is Katie Krushauer. Thank you for hanging around. Appreciate it. We mentioned that there's something for everybody at the Quincy Public Library, and you've mentioned the programs that you have, how hard you work on that, and especially I imagine you work on that for the kids and for the tweens as well, because you know, and I've seen it with my own eyes. I've had kids myself who have been to some of the library programs, and it's like, it's really neat. They get caught up into it, and they get their imagination going with those programs.
Absolutely. And that is really what we strive to do, is help, first of all, those very youngest children build the literacy skills and those soft skills that they need as they're getting ready to go into school. One of the programs that we really are so proud of is our 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program. This has been going on for about 2.5 years. And, of course, last year it was very hard to keep track of all of that, but it's always great to see those kids that are younger than the age 5 who have already experienced over 1,000 books being read to them. And this is any book that is read to them, no matter where they are. All that we need our parents or adults to do is track how many times they've read the book and which book it is. And, you know, and then the kids get prizes, they get incentives, free books to go towards building their own library.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the story times, baby times, and regular story times. And then, you know, kind of those fun events as well. Things that you don't really think about the kids building a skill while they're doing it, like a dance party or doing the process art events. We love these. First of all, the dance party is so active. Getting those parents involved in movement with the child, rhythmic movement, doing rhymes, doing story times. And then the process art really isn't about what it looks like at the end. It's about getting their hands in there and feeling it and using scissors or using clay or using whatever the supplies are to really understand this is how you get to an end point, following that process, which is a great skill to have no matter how old you are. We also are offering a very special program through the month of May. This is our Tween Talks Racism event, and this is specifically for children ages 9 to 12. It's part of the United Way Healing Illinois grant that came up. For each child that is participating, we have a workbook that has activities and kind of starter conversation information so that these children can get an idea of the deeper topics that really have been dividing our country for several years now, and for many, many years in the past. But these are kind of guided discussions as they go through the book, as they go through these little activities that will help them understand why we have unconscious biases or why gender or racism are such hot topic issues right now. We do recommend that the parents register those children in advance so that we know how many to expect. And then also they'll get to take that workbook home with them so that they can continue growing and writing down, you know, kind of where they feel they are at this point in their lives so that they can look back on it and remind themselves, okay, I need to be an ally. I need to be understanding with whatever group this happens to come up with. So those are on Thursdays at 3:30 p.m. We do ask for registration so that we can know how many kids to expect. But just a fantastic opportunity. We're so pleased to partner with United Way on this. For those slightly older kids, we have our Teen Hangout Thursdays. This starts from 2:30 to 4:30 on Thursday afternoons. We do Wii and Nintendo Switch and, you know, board games, and there are some just really fantastic opportunities for the kids to just be kids in that space. And this is for, you know, then those 13-year-olds through 18 or through when you graduate from high school. Just a really fun space for them to come and spend time at the library, check out some books, get to know our staff. You know, all of those pieces. And we love that so often that will lead them into then the teen space and checking out the graphic novels or finding the other materials that they are interested in. We're also doing just a little graduation celebration for our senior kids that are going to be moving out of that teen group. So people, the other kids can come and create cards for them, have just a nice little thank you for being part of TAB. They get to still be part of our teen advisory board and the teen events through the summer. But, you know, this is to recognize how hard they've worked over this past year to graduate.
Now, the teen advisory board, I would think, it's a nice way for you guys at the library staff to kind of find out what it is they're actually interested in, instead of you guys just offering up, hey, you want to play some Monopoly? And then they turn up their nose and say, thanks. You know, you find out from them what they actually want.
It absolutely is. You know, especially when we come to these summer reading events that are coming up in the next month, what types of things are you truly interested in doing? Are there skills that you're interested in learning? And a lot of the time, too, those teen advisory board students will volunteer to help with events for the younger kids, or they'll volunteer to help with the library-wide events and really build that sense of community that they are creating what the library is for them. It's a great opportunity, and if you have a child who is interested, or if you're a teen that's listening at home, we definitely encourage you to join in and at least come and see what Teen Advisory Board is and what these Teen Hangout Thursdays are all about.
Exactly. And if you've ever wondered about adult programs at the library, about basically kind of like a book club in terms of you read a book and then you discuss it, this is a good way to find out.
Absolutely. We have actually five book clubs right now. Five, I think. It's hard to keep track some days.
I bet it would be.
But yes, and these are groups that meet monthly. Our longest running group actually has been meeting for about 20 years, which is fantastic. We also have a group that has just recently restarted, which is our All Ages Young Adult Book Club. So this is really for anyone who enjoys reading young adult novels. But, you know, you don't have to feel strange about it. It is great. These are high-interest books. They're fairly quick to read. They've got great topics. And, again, kind of digging into some of those deeper issues that maybe we haven't had a chance to address. But these are things that are being written about for young adult literature. So all of these events can be found on our calendar online, quincylibrary.org /events, and that will take you to our calendar page. You can sign up to be part of these programs. If you register, you can also set up either text reminders or email reminders so that you don't forget that you've signed up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And also get just a chance to look through that whole calendar and see what other things we have going on. Just great opportunities. And, of course, if you have a group that would like to come to the library and have your event, we also have information online for that as well.
Yeah. We've got a few minutes left together here, Katie, and I wanted to go ahead and get to this. And I know with everything that's been going on, the fact that you're able to have this now must be exciting. And I'm talking about the summer reading program.
We are thrilled. This has been, you know, last year we did such an abbreviated version of it because of quarantine. But this year we're really coming back so strong with great events for all ages. The summer reading program will start on June 1st, which of course is, I think, Tuesday after Memorial Day. So people can go in, they can sign up on the Beanstack app to participate in the program. They can start reading along and tracking the hours that they are reading, the minutes and hours that they are reading. And then we will have a modified kickoff event on Saturday, June 5th. And this is going to be a little more spread out through the day than what we have traditionally done in the past. We're going to have author Brent Hickenbottom, who's going to be coming and reading his book to for everybody. And there's going to be a craft with that. We have New Moon Yoga coming at 1 o'clock to do some chair yoga and singing bowls with us. And then we have, I can't remember what we're calling it, but it's like color splash pad. We're going to do tie-dye and balloon dart painting and like a water balloon fight at the end. It's going to be a great stretch of programs throughout that day. And then we are bang right into all of the events. We've got themes for all every week this summer. There are going to be activities, some things that are more passive programs, like a scavenger hunt through the district to find all of our murals, or, you know, coloring a smile to send to some of these assisted living facilities that we work with. There are days that we have four or five programs going on, so pray for the staff, because we are going to need all the support we can get, but it will be so much fun and great to have people coming back into the library. We do ask that you register for most of these programs just in case, but again, that gives you a chance to receive those reminders so that you don't forget you have registered.
Right, and especially the event that you've mentioned on the 5th, where everybody kind of gets together. That's always been a big event for the library in the past, and I imagine after not having it, it's going to be really big. So just, I imagine you would just say, please be patient.
Yes. Please be patient. Please be careful. As long as we are under a mask mandate in Illinois, those are going to be required. Please wear them properly while you are in our building and be respectful of others. We do our best.
Yeah.
We are doing our best. We really want to be able to be a safe space for everyone in our community. And we thank everyone for their support.
Yeah, probably get there early, try to find a parking spot. Now, there will be some parking. I don't know if you'll be able to use
Masonic Lodge.
The Masonic parking lot.
We have used that in the past. We are working with them. Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, because they have, again, donated 4 Trek bicycles that will be part of the prize options for the end of summer.
Nice.
So if you reach your goal for the summer of summer reading, kids will be entered to win those bicycles, and they can choose which color they want. But yes, everything will be inside this year. We are not, of course, able to do popcorn or drinks or anything like that. But each of the events will be in a different space. We're going to be spread out, really hoping that this brings us back to a great celebration for summer reading.
Very, very, very nice. And get there early. All right. And, of course, to find out and to keep track about everything, the Quincy Public Library's website is the perfect place to go.
Yes, quincylibrary.org. And you can also call the library during our open hours, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday. Our phone number is 217-223-1309. And again, all of that is on our website. Or just come visit us at 526 Jersey.
Right, exactly. And you're open 9 to 8 Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5 Friday and Saturday. Do you guys still change the hours with the school year?
We are not going to be changing the hours this year. We're sticking with those hours because we want to be able to offer more things in the evening for our parents that work and our families that maybe don't have time during the day to come and do those events.
Very good. Katie Kirschauer with the Quincy Public Library, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Scott.
This has been a pleasure. I've learned something, too. So it's always a good day when that happens.